You say glory to God. Glory to God. Did you enter these gates with thanksgiving and these courts with praise? Are you thankful unto him? Will you join me in blessing his name? Hallelujah. If the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, then we should be willing and ready to praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. He's a great God. He is the only God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said in Isaiah 42 and 8, he said, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to tell the Lord tonight, we will praise no other. We will worship no other. Because we know that you are the only true and living God. Father, we thank you. Oh, how grateful we are, Lord. Our hearts are filled with praise. Our hearts are filled with joy and thanksgiving. Because Jesus is our Savior. Because you are our God and we can safely put our trust in you. And as we have come together tonight, we yield now to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit to be led by him to do those things that you've assigned us to do. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as I was sitting there, I got a new assignment. But I'm going to go ahead and read some of the scriptures that I had, but I know I have to go in another direction tonight. Love was a subject that God gave me earlier and the one I studied on. And so in John chapter 14 and 15, that's the scripture that he gave me, and this is King James Version. And John chapter 14 and verse 15. And God is talking to, say, God is talking to me. The word of God is talking to me. And I need to answer him because he's talking to me. And I need to, he needs to know what I'm saying in my heart. And I can say it out of my mouth. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And they might not have these other translations, but remember that. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The Young's literal translation says, if ye love me, my commandments keep. If you love me, my commandments keep. The Message Bible says, if you love me, show it by doing what I told you. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. And the Amplified says, not the Classic, the Amplified said, if you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. Good News Translation, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So what do I have tonight? If I leave now, I know that in order to show God that I love him, I must do what? Keep his commandments. And he says that my commandments are not grievous. They're not hard, but I can't know them until I get into the book, until I study the word and know what he says. I got a new phone, and thank the Lord for Junior. I didn't have to read all that stuff. But if he did not help me, I'd have to read all of that instructions and try to follow and figure out all of those instructions on how to get it to work. So we've got to get into the word. Now, does the word say study the word? So I'm commanded to do what? Study the word. So if I want to show the Lord that I love him, then I'm going to do what? Study the word. In Matthew 18 and 22, I don't know which order I gave these to y'all in, but Matthew 18 and 22. And I think this might be King James. He says, Jesus saith unto him, had a little question at the before service began. This is your answer. I say not unto thee, unto, let me back up and read 21. I need to back up and read 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? To seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. So what we're going to do is show the Lord that we love him by doing what? Keeping the commandment to give. Forgive. And those of you who are watching, when I was studying, the Lord said there's somebody who's been dealing with unforgiveness about a situation for years. And he said, how dare you judge my child? That person has asked me to forgive them. And I have done so. And he said, it would behoove you to do the same for your own good as well as for that individual. So we just pray right now, Lord, that if it's someone here, someone watching, they will take your faith and forgive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.